I made a plastic that changes color when it comes in contact with chemicals.
We need to design computer chips more efficiently.
What are the effects of emotional robots on the human teaching effort?
What I ended up discovering were two biochemical pathways that, if inhibited, will kill the fungus but not human cells.
Those are the voices of the future. This is Future Lab, the online radio series of Intel Labs. I'm Jason Lopez. Every year, future scientists of the country gather in Washington, D.C. as part of the Intel Science Talent Search. We search them out for this edition of Future Lab. Just as you can see the world full of problems and obstacles, you can also see possibilities and solutions, especially when you see it through the eyes of a teenager. Young people have powerful minds. Google and Facebook weren't hatched by 40-year-olds, after all. So our story comes from Washington, D.C., where 40 finalists in the Intel Science Talent Search 2011 came to take part in the final judging of their high school science projects. It was a beautiful March day in the nation's capital, and a few blocks from the White House in the National Geographic Building, it was Public Day, where these young scientists stood before their exhibits and talked about their work. We spoke with three of them.
I'm Ryan Lee. I'm from the North Carolina School of Science and Math. I'm from North Carolina.
Ryan's project is about how protein shapes form in the human body.
The main title is Random Occurrence of Alpha Helical Amphiphilic Potential Solves the Protein Folding Quandary. Proteins are the product of our genes. Our genes express themselves through proteins, and they're important for every biological process in every living cell. But the protein starts off as an amino acid chain that must find a 3D structure, and that structure determines its function. So, amino acid chain always folds towards the same 3D structure. And the reason for this is the information encoded in the amino acid chain that allows it to fold.
Knowing how and why proteins fold could solve some perplexing issues about human health. One thing we know is that when proteins don't fold properly, that can cause disease, like Alzheimer's. Ryan says he compared natural proteins with random proteins to see if evolution had anything to do with how they formed.
And it looks like that this ability to form a 3D shape is more the chemical nature of the peptide chain rather than something that evolution has optimized and selected for.
Ryan is a winner of two national gold medals in the Science Olympiad. His work on protein evolution furthers our knowledge about human biology.
This whole study was my work. The theory behind it was developed by my mentor, and on top of that theory, this project develops that theory further with my own work.
My name is Lori Rumker. I'm from Portland, Oregon, and I go to Oregon Episcopal School in Portland.
And the name of her project?
Biodegradation of quaternary ammonium surfactants by straight-chain hydrocarbon degraders and implications for the long-term stability of organoclays. It basically means there's a clay material called organoclay that is being used to contain pollutants in river sediment, prevent them from going up into the river system and harming that river system, while allowing those pollutants to be biodegraded naturally.
Organoclay is often used in water treatment to absorb contaminants because of its surfactant qualities. A surfactant lowers the tension of water, which is why detergent, a type of surfactant, can get grease out of your clothes. Organoclay is often deployed in Superfund sites with acute water pollution problems. But is organoclay a silver bullet? Lori decided to research whether the organoclay sitting there in a body of water might be prone to break down by bacteria and release its pollutants.
I was trying to find the degradation of the organoclay, and specifically the degradation of the organoclay surfactants. So I first looked for the degradation of those isolated surfactants when they're detached from the clay material, and then I was looking for the degradation of the intact organoclay. The first one, looking at the isolated surfactants, I did with monitoring bacterial growth over time with something called a spectrophotometer, which basically shines light on a sample and picks up how much light comes out the other side. And then when I was looking with the intact organoclay, the organoclay itself has a structure like a very small rock or like a sand grain. So those interfere with the photometric readings. So then I had to transition to something called oxygen uptake, and I was able to use that to identify the biodegradation of the surfactant, because both processes that I was proposing for that degradation use oxygen.
Lori found that in the short term, organoclay used as a material to protect river systems is probably stable and not likely to biodegrade.
But if the biodegradation of the organoclay happens before those pollutants are all eliminated, then the pollutants could be released into the river system above and allow a damage of that ecosystem.
My name is Devina Adorney. I'm homeschooled through Venture School, and I'm from Danville, California.
Evan was the winner of the Science Talent Search for his work in mathematics, namely for his research into square roots.
The name of my project is Continued Fraction Convergence and Linear Fractional Transformations. I considered two methods for approximating a square root. The classic method always gives the most accurate approximations possible, while the dynamic method is a faster computation. And I determined for which square roots the dynamic method actually gives infinitely many of the same highly accurate results as the classic method.
The history of math is a rich one. The first evidence of square roots was found on a clay tablet, now held in the Yale Babylonian collection, that dates back as far as 1600 BC. Evan was inspired by his own discoveries of ancient math.
Yeah, this was kind of a trivia fact that I found in the Dictionary of Curious and Interesting Numbers. In the entry for root 2, they gave this formula that was known way back then. It's really an iterative method. If you have a fraction, you can get a better fraction. And if I manipulate it a little bit, I can get that it's exactly the same as the dynamic method.
17-year-old Evan Adorney won the 2010 USA Mathematical Olympiad, and he was the winner of the Intel Science Talent Search 2011. Over 1,700 high school students entered the competition. They represent the researchers of the future. Thanks for listening to this edition of Future Lab, the online radio show of Intel Labs. You can find some excellent resources about the Intel Science Talent Search 2011 at Society for Science, that's all one word, societyforscience.org/STS. At that site, you can meet the 40 finalists and read more about their work. There are some great photos at Flickr. Just put in the search terms Future Lab and STS. And for other Future Lab episodes, look in iTunes or at connectedsocialmedia.com. Intel Labs is at intel.com/research.